Say if it was kind of icy outside, you'd say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I...
almost fell.
Or I like
to fail.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in...
just a minute.
And this part of my head is called my...
forehead.
And this is my...
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a...
his beard.
And this is my...
ear.
Which one?
Well, that's my left ear.
And this is the...
that's my right ear.
And this is...
my lips.
Or the whole thing is the...
my mouth.
And...
my neck.
And
throat.
Huh?
Throat.
Okay. What about goozle?
Yeah, you got a goozle there.
What's a goozle?
Well, it's your throat,
uh-huh.
Really. Just, that's a word for it.
The inside of your throat? Or?
Inside of your throat, yeah.
And... these are the...
your teeth.
And this is one...
one tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Your gums.
And this is one...
hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the...
left hand. A palm of your hand.
And one...
your fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together is called a...
joint.
Joint.
And on a man, this is his...
chest.
And these are the...
shoulder.
And this is my...
my leg, my knee.
And this
and
is...
my foot.
And I have two...
2 feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I...
kind of squatted down.
Any other way of saying that?
Well, you ain't on your knees. You just squatted down.
Do you ever hear down on your...
down on your knees.
Uh-huh. What about hunkers or haunches?
Yeah, down on your haunches. I've heard that.
What part is your haunches?
Well, I'd think it would be when you just kind of squatted down on your, mostly sitting on your legs, you know,
uh-huh.
Just kind
of
squatting down.
Of
yeah,
body.
Sitting on the back part of your legs, I think.
Uh-huh. And this sensitive bone here?
Is your... well, it's your leg bone, it's your...
do you ever hear of shin or shank?
Yeah, your shin bone.
Uh-huh. And say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
well, you say he looks a bit bad, or he looks pale, or he looks weak.
Mm-hmm. And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
stout looking.
Okay, or he's not weak, he's...
he's strong.
What's the difference between stout and strong?
That's the way you say it.
Well... I think it means the same thing if you want it to, but you might put it different. If you wanted to... make it sound different, you could, I think.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Well, yeah.
How would you?
Well, we used to say it was rank,
uh-huh.
More than stout.
But you heard people say stout?
I don't know if I ever heard people say the butter was stout. They always say it was rank.
Mm-hmm.
It is old or rank.
Mm-hmm.
Old butter.
And someone who's always smiling, never loses his temper, you say that he's...
pleasant?